fear that now clung to him more stubbornly than any shadow. Wilbur listened intently, his head tilted in understanding. When Pip finished, the old owl fluffed his feathers, and thoughtfully. When Pip finished, the old owl fluffed his feathers thoughtfully. "Ah, fear," he murmured. "A cunning beast it is, ensnaring us with its invisible threads, heavier than any chain." Pip nodded miserably, his beak tucked between his wings. "But you, Pip, are a bird, and birds were born to dance with the wind," Wilbur continued, his voice gentle yet firm. "Fear is but a shadow, and shadows only exist where there is light. You must find that light again, little one." Pip looked skeptically at the vast, intimidating expanse beneath him. His heart fluttered with a similar pang of dread. "Begin small, Wilbur. Begin small,